So the new Macs came out at WWDC and they are just great. They look awesome, amazingly thin, great configurations, complete, fully, I mean full SSD drive. I mean, how many laptops have you seen with full SSD drives? And as a result of all of these, they are very, very expensive, and probably one of the reasons why I won't buy that thing. I do hope, because Apple has integrated SSD in almost all of their products now, their prices will come down over the years. And I think that is something most laptop manufacturers now should be looking at, creating complete SSD drives and maybe driving the prices down as a result. The other thing is, because I'm a gamer, I love gaming, and I'm a serious gamer, really. Because of that, I don't really think I can afford to go to a Mac. I have a lot of games which I have bought on Steam over the years. Steam is, of course, my preferred gaming platform on my PC. Because of that, I don't think I can afford to switch to a Mac. The newer games, most of the newer games which are coming out, of course, support Macs. But some of the older classics don't really have much support for Macs. And that is a bit of a worry, to be honest with you. The other reason, of course, is that because laptops have become really popular and because they have become sort of people's primary portable device, computing device, familiarity on that platform is sort of the essence, really. And that is something I really cannot afford to sacrifice right now, that is moving on to a completely new platform. I'm not saying Macs aren't really easy to operate and things like that. I've used Linux for 5 years. How difficult can Macs be? I mean, OS X be. However, moving to a new platform, getting adjusted to it does require a lot of time, and I'm not really sure I can afford that right now, in all senses of the word, really. And finally, I do hope this is the start of something new. I do hope, I'll see more laptops from the Windows table coming up with SSD drives, because that is where the market is clearly headed now that Apple has released a completely new, fresh MacBook Pro with a complete SSD drive. I'm not really too psyched about the resolution, really. I doubt if I really doubt if I need that kind of